the Voice of Freedom Today with Greg Maher Jr. and Bobby Mack. This is a special podcast edition of the Voice of Freedom Today. As the guy with the big voice just told you, I'm Greg Maher Jr. He is Bobby Mack. And here is an interview from the morning show that is the Voice of Freedom Today on Real Talk 93.3. Just what a great story. Wakulla Christian School, the Saints, their baseball team did something quite amazing. Joining us by phone is their head coach, Bubba Dempsey. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am looking at the piece in the Tallahassee Democrat that touts the amazing run that you and this team had representing Wakulla Christian School this year, baseball program. 3 years after the formation of this team, you guys, in your first year of eligibility in the FHSAA, have gone all the way to the championship game.
Yes, sir. Amazing run. You know, when you got young men that buy into your program, that, you know, they're just playing because they love the game, just common everyday boys, you know, and they work hard. It's just an amazing run for a group of kids. It's a privilege to be part of that program.
You and I spoke yesterday, and one of the things that I celebrate about this, one of the things that sets this program apart is your priorities. You are about building young men first, and of course, being a Christian school, there is a tremendous faith component here. The achievement and the wins just seem to follow.
Yes, sir. Our motto is that we're Christian young men first, then we're students, and then we become baseball players, in that order. And, you know, when we've started this the whole time, it's always been about putting God first and seeing where the journey goes. Our first year, we struggled early on. We got blew out by Port St. Joe. We didn't have practice the next day. We had a, as I call it, come to Jesus meeting, you know, and made sure where our priorities were and all that. And our program turned around that 2 days later, the next game. And we've never looked back. I mean, we hold our young men accountable for their actions on and off the field, that they have to represent Wakulla Christian, you know, in a godly manner. And if you don't, you know, there's consequences behind it. And so far, everybody that's played for us or that is playing for us at the present time is, you know, bought into the program. And, you know, and we're changing lives one young man at a time there. And it's just amazing to see the transformation of what they do when they start with us to where they become when they leave us. It's just it's remarkable to watch it.
You know, one of the things that has been said about this team, some of these are kids that at other schools might not start, might not play, and they get a great opportunity there. But again, you're about building young men. The story you told about your come to Jesus meeting there, that was your first season. You guys have really stacked up the wins since then, haven't you?
Yes, sir. If you count, you know, my boys go up and play fall ball every year. And a dad off the team will coach that. We play some games during the summer. And if my calculation is right, we're about 70 and 18 right now as a program in the last 3 years, you know, playing, you know, our summer ball, what few we do there in the fall ball. Like you say, it's just boys that have come from other schools that, you know, come in for one reason or another to get the Christian-based education, or that honestly it wasn't good enough to play on the other team. But ultimately, you know, you show these kids some love and do the right thing, and, you know, they buy into your program, and they'll battle and fight for what they believe in. And that's this team and where we're headed in the future. I mean, it's bright, that Wakulla Christian right now, that our program is going, you know, our soccer programs and our volleyball, all sports is just starting to just really explode down here at Wakulla Christian.
You know, that is exciting. That community is near and dear to my heart. Both of my boys went to Wakulla Christian for a time. But it is exciting in the life of this, what is really a young school, the sports programs coming together, taking off. And this run that the baseball team had this season is something that nobody expected and just has shocked the media. It has shocked the community. I love the way you guys are handling it. I love some of the challenges that you have faced along the way. But I also love the story about how you came to be at Wakulla Christian coaching this baseball team. If you would, I would love for you to speak to that.
Well, my son went to Wakulla High School, and he come home one day and just said, "Dad, I want to go to the Christian school." So we made that arrangement and went up there. And during the meeting, you know, jokingly, they said, "Why don't we start a baseball program?" And there was some gentlemen that had already been there that was starting a field and putting a lot of effort into getting the program off the ground. So that's when I started. I was working for a private company, working for Wakulla County as the road superintendent. And I did this for 2 years, you know, after hours. I got to the point where it was either continue on being the road superintendent down in Wakulla County or being at Wakulla Christian. And I prayed about it, and I prayed about it, and I prayed about it. Me and my wife, we stayed hard on it, and it took about 3 months. I put a timeline on it. You know, God would show me where I needed to be. We got to the point that I went to work on the last morning and told my wife when I left, you know, I was going to make a decision and let my employers know what my intentions were. When I got to work in my office, I had a former player call me that I hadn't been with, and you know, heck, I hadn't talked to him in about 15 months. He had just got some things going, and we hadn't touched base. And he called me that morning. He said, "Hey, coach," and I said, "Morning, buddy." And he said, "I don't know what you got going on in your life right now, but I haven't been asleep since 2 o'clock. I've had you on my heart, and I'm just praying for you that whatever you got going in your life, that you make the right decision." And it just really solidified the fact that where I needed to be was Wakulla Christian. And, you know, I took an unbelievable cut in pay that, you know, most people don't make in a year. But when God puts it in front of you and you take that leap of faith and that's what you stand for, everything will work out, you know, and it has. And I've been rewarded by having some unbelievable young men in my life that has changed my life probably more than I'm changing theirs.
Amen. I love that story. I've seen other sports programs turned around with young men that nobody expected to go and have the achievements that they had, but with priorities in the right order and trusting and stepping out in faith, the accomplishments shock everybody. Coach, I can't tell you, A, how much I appreciate what you're doing and the benefit to this community. To what you represent to this school and these young men, I've just heard great things about how you interact with them and what you guys have going on. Congratulations on this amazing run this year, and thank you for what you do. We appreciate you carving out some time to join us this morning and talk about it.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to do this because ultimately, you know, we want people to know about Wakulla Christian, our program. We're changing lives there. And like you said, it's the community outreach. You know, we had people from other counties, people out of state on social media. Just one of them was a gentleman out of Taylor County that said that, you know, he posted on there that, you know, thanks for making it public where they could enjoy the ride with us. That it was just amazing how our team is impacting lives. And that's what it's about. I mean, if we save one young man, you know, all of our efforts has been worth everything that we do.
Amen. Thanks for joining us, sir. Thank you for listening to a podcast edition of The Voice of Freedom Today. We are the morning show here at Real Talk 93.3, 6 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. I'm Greg Marr Jr. He is Bobby Mack. Stop by and see us. Also, look us up on Facebook at VFT93FM in the search bar on Facebook. We'll get you to the Voice of Freedom Today page. It's also our Twitter handle. That's at VFT93FM. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We will see you on the radio 0600 weekday mornings between now and then. Do something today that your future self will thank you for.